reason why beer is beer historically is because in Europe they had a small ice age, and one of the things that they lost was like the crop for wine, and beer was something that monks and like people could make that was actually thought to be
History Channel Joe. But tonight on the History Channel, any subject, History Joe will define.
You know, I love it.
Lou, every time Joe speaks, I want to play the History Channel theme. Every single time he talks, it sounds so way more important.
What do you get when you combine the power of an award-winning band? That's the way it should sound with that voice.
Right.
What do you get when you combine the power of an award-winning band with the genius of an award-winning electronics company? You get some of the best sound ever created, Iron Maiden and Onkyo. Have joined forces to create Maiden Audio, the Maiden Audio headphones, made especially for rock and metal fans. You know, I do have these headphones.
I want to listen. I want to listen on them.
I'll let you listen next week. It is pretty sick. I'm very particular with my headphones,
yeah.
And I like certain sounds. The headphones are pretty sick. So anyway, it's designed with Iron Maiden's legendary Steve Harris. Studio quality headphones, truly. And I just like I told you, you have to hear them to actually go, oh, all right, I get it now. Visit shoponkyo.com, onkyo.com. Click on headphones to get your pair today for only $199. Keep listening, by the way, and you'll get a chance to win a pair. So you have a good chance of winning a pair. So that's just shoponkyo, onkyo.com.
How do you win a pair?
You got to go to onkyo.com, Slugger.
Okay.
And then you can figure it out from there for your headphones.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Uh-huh. I'm not going to give you all the secrets.
What's the code? What's the answer? Tell me.
You have to wait. You have to wait. Look at you right on cue.
I know. I'm cramming this in.
I love it.
What's happening?
You're an animal.
I know. 2 o'clock. Just turned 2 on the dot right now.
Bing, you're not playing around.
This is
good. I'm excited, man. This is, you know, these guys are, I don't even know where to start. It's like, I haven't even wrapped my head around like, oh yeah, I'm going to be singing You Got Another Thing Coming with Rob Halford. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that part.
Are you going to rehearse with him or no?
Tomorrow. Here's how it goes. So last night we did the song.
Right.
And I met Joel, who created the whole thing. And he's like, dude, 4 years ago, I was waiting on tables. Like, I can't believe this is happening. We should tour with them. I'm going to aggressively go after this.
Who is he?
They were called the Goddamn Comic Jam. However,
right.
Like D was like, I hate that name. You shouldn't do it. Clearly, other people felt the same because now it's called the Comedy Jam.
Right.
And so Comedy Central picked it up and they have, I'm looking for the list. So they have like an actor, comedic actor.
Or
a comedic actor or a comedian comes on, tells a story,
right.
And why you love this song and why whatever the song is up to you. So ours, which I'm looking for, has a lot of rock and metal. But there's guys like Kenny Loggins is on.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Whitney Houston song.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Bon Jovi song.
Who are the other actors or comedians?
I'm looking for it. It's
It's all pretty popular people. Hold on, I know where to find it on my Facebook. Here we go. Let me open this up. On my Facebook, Comedy Jam tickets. Here we go. All right. About the show. Set list. Back in Black. And I know that one is by Hal Sparks. They have Bert Kreischer,
uh-huh,
who's a comedian. Jay Farrow, who I know. Malin Ackerman.
Uh-huh.
James Davis. Busy Phillips.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Mark Duplass. Big J. Okerson.
Uh-huh.
I know him.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning. But anyway, here's the songs for what we're doing. We're doing Back in Black. Someone's doing Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. Uh-huh. Someone's doing Higher by Creed.
Uh-huh.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Rebel Yell. Oh, and Phil Collins is actually going to play guitar.
Oh, wow.
Billy Idol. One of the guys from Creed is there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who. No one from REO Speedwagon. No one from AC/DC. Rebel Yell, Billy Idol. You Got Nothing Coming. I'm doing it with Halford. Enter Sandman. Footloose. Kenny Loggins will be there. I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh.
Party Up, DMX. DMX is going to be there.
Yeah.
This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan. And Violet by Hole. So,
is Courtney Love going to be there?
I highly doubt it. No, right. From what I understand, and someone did a Bon Jovi song, and what's his name was there, the guitarist.
Richie Sambora?
Yes, Richie Sambora came. So they were like, listen, can we change your beginning of the I Hate Bon Jovi story? Because I don't want to. The whole joke is I throw you off by saying I can't stand. How about he bothers you? Yeah, that's better. It's like they're so afraid.
Oh, you're doing that story on it?
I don't. You know what, Mike? I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I was setting my way, and then I'm thinking to help our cause,
uh-huh,
what we're going to be doing and what the show is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should go back into why, and I know they're going to go nuts because I haven't submitted a written out sheet.
Right.
Why I always loved hard rock and heavy metal and how it catapulted me into my future business-wise, mind and spirit-wise. And I think that's the direction I'm going to go, whether they like it or not. Rather than like, oh, here's a funny story that kills stand-up-wise. And it's a great story.
Right.
But that's not why I fell in love with You Got Another Thing Coming.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then once the guy yesterday, he's like, you know, I don't want to piss off Bon Jovi. I'm like, we're not going to piss off Bon Jovi. I start off by saying I hate Bon Jovi. And so people don't understand. Most people don't understand it. And then I take you in a different direction.
Right.
To
that's
explain.
The whole thing is, when it gets to the end, you hate it because the song came on at a bad part of your life. It doesn't mean you don't like him or you don't even like the music.
Exactly. And then that's the big joke where I go, that's why I hate Bon Jovi.
Right.
I go, oh, okay. So you don't really hate Bon Jovi.
Right.
It's just it's like, all right, whatever. You guys don't get it. Comedy Central, go figure.
How do they not get that? That's the whole point of the joke.
Because here's what Hollywood is. It's all about, you know, we had Richie Sambora. He's not even in Bon Jovi anymore.
Right.
He's out.
Right.
Kicked him out. He's out.
Yeah.
He quit, fired, whatever happened, he's gone.
Right.
We're separated. So what do you care? You think Bon Jovi's going to watch my set and go, you know what? I will never play Comedy Central. Okay. If anything, I'm going to make Bon Jovi howl at laughter.
Right.
And if anything, it will encourage, hopefully, encourage him for us to actually do something.
Right.
Like that would be the ultimate story to film. And have Bon Jovi come out at the end, and then we do a song together.
Right.
And
he helps me get
that's the way to do it. And then he helps me get through the story, and we do Shots of the Heart together.
Right. Oh, God, that would be amazing.
That would be sick.
That would kill every other person's story.
Dude, that's brought, dude, that's my second episode. That's what I got to do. I have to hunt down Bon Jovi and beg him why this would be the ultimate video.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he doesn't need it. It would all be for me, clearly. Because why would he need that? However, everyone would think he doesn't need it, man. He's in another stratosphere.
Oh, I know.
He's like top 10 superstar.
But you're both Jersey guys, or you know, so maybe he would be. Maybe he would throw you a bone.
You never know. I'll have to look into it. God, that would be sick.
Yeah. Oh God, that is.
You know what? Maybe when we film this special, that is like a bonus at the end, if I can get him to do that. God, that would be.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. To have Bon Jovi come out would just be ridiculous. At the very end. Almost like the way when I was on SNL and I did the Pesci De Niro sketch.
Right.
And the Pesci De Niro come out. And to tell that Bon Jovi story and then him come out. Like, Jim, there's no reason to hate.
Right, or the best of you telling, if you're telling the story and you see him listening to it, or like if you just
he's got to come out at the end.
Right,
like,
right.
No one expected it. I got to say, I hate Bon Jovi. People go, what? You know what's it? And then I go into the story where I don't really hate him, but I explain what the story is that leads to the funny part of, and that's why I hate Bon Jovi. Where you understand it's really just a moment in time that hurt me.
Right,
and then he comes out and goes, Jim, I don't want you to hate me. Let's fix that moment in time.
How can I fix it?
How can I fix it? And we go, oh my God, let's do this together and get it all out. That would be sick.
Oh God, that would be the ultimate one.
Oh my God, I gotta work on that. That would be sick. I'm on a mission. I'm doing it no matter. I'm on a mission.
You gotta find out who his agent is.
I'll get to him. I know I will, and I just gotta hope he would be into it.
Yeah.
So we film tomorrow. Actually, when this airs, we're actually filming.
So you're rehearsing tomorrow and filming tomorrow.
Yes, and I'm rehearsing tonight because we have split lines.
Oh, right, right.
I start, you know, I take a line or two, he takes a line or two, and then we sing the chorus together. He does a line. That's the hardest part. It's like, I get this line, you get that line. You get this line, I get this chorus, you get that chorus. I get this pre-chorus, you get that pre-chorus. Like, whoa, right. You guys are making my head spin here.
Oh, I wish you had already talked to him before I called. I wish you hung out with him already.
Well, we'll have that.
I know.
By tomorrow, actually when this airs. But you know what?
Yeah,
it'll be exciting for next week.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what the hell are you screwing over there?
Oh, you can hear that. Sorry. I'm playing. I'm always fiddling with something.
So, when we play the South Point Casino on February 3rd and 4th, you got the memo that they want us to do.
A radio thing, or
acoustic. It's TV.
Right. Yeah, TV thing.
Yeah, I say we just do Raising Teenage Girls.
Okay.
Unless you really think there's another one.
I'll show you something. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it might be something that is like, oh God, this works perfect.
Really?
I really do think it might. But again, let me figure it out. Let me just work it out. It'll take me 10 minutes. I just haven't.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool. I saw Caggiano this week.
Oh, he went to your gig, right?
Yes, he came to the gig, and he's coming to Las Vegas. He's coming to the South Point Casino shows.
Oh, cool.
He's also bringing the head of the record label and blah, blah, blah. So they're all coming out to take a little peek ski.
Cool.
We're gonna kill them. Yeah. We are going to – that's going to be – we're going to mutilate. We're just going to mutilate.
Awesome.
I feel really good about it. And he's like, bro, you gotta talk to my guy, man. You gotta talk to my guy. Nah, I'm good for now.
The head of what label? Metal Blade? Oh, yeah.
Brian's like,
yeah.
So he'll come out. And I think they're absolutely going to have their minds blown when they see what happened between July and now. And that is, you know, when they first came, I said, don't come to Brooklyn.
Yep, exactly.
We're still figuring things out. Don't come to that.
Right.
So they're like, it's like to judge everything on there was really frustrating. It was extremely, and I purposely said, don't come to this. You know, and I remember like, you know, you're not selling tickets. I'm like, I know. there's a reason Brooklyn's the worst place I could play. I don't have a following there.
Right.
I couldn't sell a ticket there. Staten, if I wanted seats, I could book seats.
Right.
It's like, I just want paid rehearsals, which is, so I'm excited for Bernie's on the 18th too.
Yeah, that one's going to be good. I think there's going to be a lot of people at that one.
There's going to be a lot of people for that one. And then Monday we'll talk about the whole structure with you and Bill.
Yeah.
And then we're off. Then we're ready to go. And the next time we see each other will be in Las Vegas.
So do you think on that, like Monday, we could, because it would be good if we could get from you, like for whatever stories you might tell, just find pictures that you might have that could coordinate with all that. Like Bill was saying, like, can we see if he has pictures of this picture? Like even a picture of your dad, that goes up on the, so maybe that would be a good thing to like spend next week, just kind of like gathering all that stuff together.
See, like that stuff I wouldn't even, not that I wouldn't think of, but I wouldn't have thought of to like last second and been, we should have, I could have, I wanted to do this and I forgot about it.
Right.
You know, pictures of a guy from Crocus.
Exactly. Like any of those things we should have like that. And that's like easy stuff that doesn't cost any money. It's simple, but it'll easily get a laugh. If you say, when I was back at this age and you show a picture of you with like your leather pants or whatever it is, having a picture come up will make people laugh the second you say that.
See if you can remind me Monday, because I do have those pictures, and even with the sad stuff, I have those news articles.
Oh, yeah. That
would be powerful and moving as well.
Totally.
Whew, good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to rehearse tonight, the band. We're all getting together.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Love me tomorrow. You feel my heat. Feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. Let's lay it down. Nick?
You want to lay it down?
Are we rolling on the rehearsal?
I do think we should learn You Got Another Thing Coming, just for the sake of it.
Okay.
It's a good thing to
just have.
Yeah, I think eventually we'll do it.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome. All right, cool. The result of nearly 70 years of audio expertise from Onkyo, combined with Steve Harris' uncompromising sonic standards, have produced the Maiden Audio headphones. On-ear headphones that deliver even-handed power and detail at all frequencies. Designed with Iron Maiden Steve Harris, the new Maiden Audio headphones. You know what? I started thinking about Maiden and how they have literally become more than almost just a band.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, like a rapper and the hill figure and all that jazz, and they'll create their clothesline and this line. Now they got beer and everything, and I'm like, man, they should have an airline,
right?
They should have Iron Maiden freaking airlines.
It really is like at this point, I don't know. I don't know. Do they have? I know they play live. Are they?
Yes.
Do they have new albums? Like a new album?
Yeah, one came out not too long ago.
Right.
But
without it, still Iron Maiden comes into your conversation whether they're doing anything or not.
And whether you're, this is what I thought about, band, like Iron Maiden, it's so brilliant to have headphones, and it's even more brilliant, whoever, I don't know who works with them, but to like go to Onkyo.
Right.
I mean, that's where smart management comes in. So with that said, if you think I'm going to say Iron Maiden is almost a household name, whether you know what they are, heard them, or anything.
Right.
Like Metallica. Everyone knows Metallica.
Right.
You may not have know a song. You may not know or like their music. But you go, oh, yeah, Metallica. That's, Iron Maiden, of course.
Right. When you say heavy metal to, like, an older woman, say, she might go, those bands like Iron Maiden. Like, she just said, yeah. It's like a name that she associates with hearing heavy metal.
Yeah.
And sees it on all the shirts that scare her.
Dude, here's another thing with Iron Maiden. There's even an Maiden audio app.
And
it's
really?
Available on, yeah, it's available on iOS and Android. And it contains exclusive EQ settings of all the Iron Maiden band members.
And that's amazing.
isn't it sick? And then they make all this part of the headphones.
Wow.
So yeah. So do yourself a favor. Just visit shoponkyo.com. O-N-K-Y-O.com.
Okay.
Click on headphones. And you get your pair today, only $199, and keep listening for instructions on how you can win a pair, courtesy of my sponsor, Onkyo USA. That's shoponkyo.com, and click on headphones, and it'll be the best thing you do today, trust me. So, you know, these guys, it's just, they're smart.
Uh-huh.
They're smart. I want to see an airline by Maiden. And then you get the Onkyo headphones as you come up. You got to listen to them to watch the movies or the concerts. They should just have Maiden concerts and they pick their favorite movies. Each guy picks his own favorite movie.
And you have to listen to it with each band member's favorite EQ setting. That's my favorite part.
That's my favorite part, too. I'm going to turn on Bruce Dickinson's favorite
EQ
setting.
This is how Dickinson likes to hear it.
Freaking brilliant. It's freaking brilliant.
Me and Joe just got a text from our friend Subir that just said, History Channel Joe, ha, 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 ha. He must have just listened to a podcast.
Oh, my God. It's freaking hilarious. Well, it is the new year. Did you make any
New Year's resolution?
I think they're so stupid.
No, I haven't done anything.
Stupid. It doesn't matter. It's a new year. We lost a lot of amazing artists, but what's cool is their music will live on. Prince, Bowie, Glenn Frey, George Michael, so many others. So, in their honor, deepdiscount.com is featuring in memoriam sale to celebrate the lives of these great musicians. Deepdiscount.com is a great site. You find music, movies, TV shows. There's so much more. It's already incredibly low prices. So you'll find thousands of items to choose from, but not just classics. You'll love the prices too on current CDs too. New this week, 11 short stories of pain and glory from Celtic Punk's Dropkick Murphys.
Hmm.
That's huge. Yep. These guys they continually sell venues around the world, and after 20 years, they remain bigger than ever. They're selling over 6 million albums worldwide, Dropkick Murphys.
Damn.
And on this album, they carry the tradition of rough, you know, tumble storytelling. 11 short stories of pain and glory from Dropkick Murphys. Get it now, deepdiscount.com. Great sponsor of our show. Thank you, Deep Discount.
I wonder if Deep Discount like our ads we do from them when we're all singing.
I don't know. I'm going to assume they do. I don't know.
because I love listening to that. So I'm assuming other people do. But I wonder if they go, I gave them this read and the whole band just starts singing.
Singing. They're annoying. What's going on in your world? Anything?
Come and doing this, then I'm feeding the horses, going to a lesson, going to another lesson, going to Saddlebrook to rehearse, probably getting home at midnight. So,
oh my gosh,
it's just like I don't know how I do this to myself every day. It's like I wake up, I wake up and go, I'm gonna go to jiu-jitsu, and then I realize when I get home, I gave myself six other things to do, and I'm done at midnight.
Isn't that annoying? I do the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I hate jamming up my day now. I hate it. Yeah, and wait till you get older.
Oh God,
wait till you get older.
The worst. Like I want to practice the guitar. I want to write stuff. I have like ideas, and I just go, I need 2 free hours to do that. I can't just go, I'm going to do it in a half hour because I won't get started. I need some time. And the second I go, I have a half hour now, but I gotta be here at this time. I gotta drive to here. Ugh.
No, I'm the set. Like this is the first time I'm going to say in months where I have entire days to just do nothing. Like before I talk to you,
yeah,
I create a couple riffs and I actually sent them.
Yeah, I got Alice.
Yeah, you got one.
Yeah.
I think I sent to you and Allie, and I started recording a bunch of riffs and ideas for songs and all that jazz, and then started thinking about I have so much time to create.
Yeah, it's, well, see, that's what I mean. Is awesome. The second you have if you had something at noon, something at 2, and something at 7, you would be like, yeah, I don't want to get involved in all that creative stuff.
Right. Right, because the worst thing you would do, you start getting into it, and then they're like, oh, shoot, I'm 10 minutes into it, and now that's it.
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
Well, that's why I can't wait to get on the road so bad, is that I just go, right, you just got to be at the show at night.
Yes, and that, too, is one of those, it's great to have relationships, and it's great to have an anchor, but when you're creative.
Uh-huh.
You just can't be around it.
Right.
You can't be around it. You can't have those distractions.
Yep. It's hard.
What are you going to do? So, right. Hey, did you listen to the Rogan podcast?
With James?
And, yeah.
Yeah, and I also, I heard that one, and I just started, he was also on Marc Maron.
Oh, he did do Maron.
Yeah, he did Marc Maron, and I started listening to that one. Yesterday I heard some of it, not all of it, but it's
which
good.
which one did you,
well, the
was more stimulating, because I know you're a big Rogan fan.
Yeah, well, the Rogan one, they did a lot about, I think I told you, they were talking a lot about
hunting and
stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Marc Maron doesn't know him as well, so
okay,
he was asking a lot about James learning to play music and what got him into that. And James saying he had to take piano lessons. And
really?
Yeah, he took piano lessons and
I never heard that.
It made him, you know, and that's, and he was, it was like classical piano lessons for like a year, and he hated it, but he's so glad that he did it because
wow,
it made him, his ear so much better, and also probably has an influence on how he writes, like the darker orchestral type stuff. Yeah. So that was really cool to hear that, the stuff about him growing up and just how he, you know, the music that was around his house, and he had brothers, like older brothers that were listening to, and they talk about like Jethro Tull and what bands he was into. Like he said he was talking about Aerosmith a lot. He liked Aerosmith when they
first came. Loved Aerosmith. Yeah I think that was his first concert.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about, like first concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah I told you that story when we're sitting there and it's me, D, my wife,
uh-huh,
James and his wife, and I go, what's was our first concerts? And James goes, Aerosmith. He goes into Aerosmith. And then his wife goes, some Spanish, Julio Iglesias.
Uh-huh.
I say Johnny Cash. And we're eating dinner. And my wife goes, Bon Jovi. And he drops his... and he drops his knife and fork. And he goes, get out.
And the record stops.
And it was so funny because he kept such a straight... dead stare.
Hey,
stop right there.
That's hysterical.
Have you listened to their new stuff?
I listen to what we listen to in the car. And all this, I heard like the singles and what we listened to.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've probably heard the whole album.
I can't, there's, at first I liked about four songs. Now I'm up to about seven where I'm just like, I can't stop listening to this.
Yeah.
I can't stop listening. It is so good. For those of you listeners and you're a Metallica fan, get it now. The album is ridiculous. I feel like they're not even trying. It's just the way they used to be. They just like, it sounds like they just got together and like, let's do some songs. No one's around us. Let's do some songs. That's right. What this Metallica album is. It's the, and I haven't heard that name in a long time. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing more.
Also, the Caggiano is telling me that it's not official yet and all that jazz, but it looks like Volbeat will be opening for a lot of Metallica shows.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I think them and possibly like an Avenged Sevenfold. Listen, I learned the hard way. Don't take me as a fact machine.
Right.
He personally said, bro, the details are not in, you know. It looks like it's going to happen. Hope it's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. But
is this allowed to be on this?
Well, it is now.
Okay.
I say yes, because technically, officially, it's not official.
Right.
So, you know, I learned the hard way. Everything I ever, any rumor I ever hear, anything like that, I'm always going to say, it's not official.
Right.
Don't use me as your fact sheet.
Right.
It is
official that we're at Vegas, though, on the 4th and 5th of February.
3rd and 4th, meatball.
Right, exactly. Third the 3rd and 4th is what's official. The 4th and 5th is not official.
No, the 5th is Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. And we fly home at like 1 in the morning on Saturday?
Yes. Okay. We're leaving on the red eye after the show. We have a couple hours to wind down, hang out, blah, 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 and then we leave at like 1 in the morning or something.
Is the airport near where we are?
Fairly near.
Yeah.
20 minutes, half hour.
I've never been to Vegas.
Really?
Nope.
You know what? When do we get in? Tuesday?
Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Monday night, right?
Yeah. It's like, I think we, yeah, yeah. It's Monday night, I think. Yeah.
I should try to get tickets for Love.
Oh, yeah. I want to.
You'd be blown out. You would love it.
Oh, God. I want to see that.
Let me work in that, because it's the only show that I like going to see in Vegas. I don't see any shows. I like the Mystère, and I like the Cirque du Soleil stuff, but this is also a Cirque du Soleil, but it's the Beatles. It's sick. It is so good.
And you've seen it a bunch, right?
I've seen it like 3 times. I could watch it another 10 straight times.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's what we should do Tuesday night.
I'm gonna hang out and I'm gonna work on that. That would be amazing. So we do there, we'll do run throughs, we'll do the finishing touches, and then we're into it. And then as soon as that show is done, we rework and get ready for doing something in New York City, Chicago, and somewhere else, and then really get into gear.
And really get something out to Scotland to get on that thing.
I'm on it, man. We're on it. This is just it. I know you heard me talking about mated audio headphones and how you can win a pair of your very own. Well, huge, I have a congrats to people actually won.
Oh.
Yes. Huge congrats to who recently won a pair. You can win too. Just go to maidenheadphones.com. Maidenheadphones.com. To enter, these headphones are a collaboration between Iron Maiden, Steve Harris, and my sponsor, Onkyo. And we're designed especially for rock and metal fans, so you don't want to miss out. Go to maidenheadphones.com right now and enter to win.
They already have a winner? Someone already won?
Yeah, now I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but
okay. Does it have a name?
Yeah, Franklin Calderon of Brooklyn.
Woo!
Franklin Calderon of Brooklyn. Jim Carlson of Baytown, Texas. And Melvin Clip of Cannon City, Colorado. There you go. You are the winners. And like I said, go to maidenheadphones.com right now and enter to win. So we're going to go rehearse. I'm going to sing with Halford tomorrow.
Awesome.
And I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Take care, Mike.
Later.
I'm ready for revolution with this song. This song, I'm ready for revolution. This brought me back right to the front. Thank you, Metal Guy.
Okay, I haven't sung this song since I did it with Bruce. Have I ever done this song live?
I don't think maybe.
You never done this live. We went through this with Devil's Child. The last time you came here, years ago.
I've never done Devil's Child until I did it with Brewer. Like 20 years later.
Yes.
So I think this might be history repeating itself.
Rob, wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear yourself.
Hey, do you guys want to figure out who's going to sing what or no?
Just go for it. Let's just do it. We'll just point.
We'll do it.
You start, like last time. You start. Okay.
I can't break.
See, that's real music right there.
Even if it's not hot, just hear Sebastian go,
that was hot!
Thank you, let's hear it for
Peter!